Gangs and gun culture in New South Wales are in the headlines again, with a home in Sydney's west being sprayed with bullets overnight. A toddler was injured when gunmen fired at his family's home during a late-night drive-by shooting. It's the 14th incident in 2 weeks, Emily Burke reports.
Residents of Western Sydney are growing accustomed to the sounds of gunshots and reports of drive-bys. There have been 14 such incidents in as many days. Houses, cars and humans have been the targets. The concern is that the drive-bys are linked to a feud between bikie gangs and that the tension may escalate. Samantha Lee from the National Coalition for Gun Control says the state's laws are responsible for the rise in gun-related incidents.
Certainly guns are the problem. We've seen now 680 thousand firearms in New South Wales, and thanks to the government and the Shooters Party, New South Wales now has the weakest gun laws in Australia. The government has created a legal landscape that will allow guns to flourish in New South Wales.
But others argue illegal guns are the problem. Roy Smith is a Shooters Party MP in the New South Wales Upper House. He says he has no solutions to tackle unregistered firearms.
I don't have that answer. If we had that simple answer, we wouldn't have this problem we've got today. But it's the same as other problems that we've dealt across society too, and we're talking about illicit drug use. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the aim of the government was to close the borders and stop this stuff coming, and it's terrible. But it's obvious that we failed in doing that, and we have to deal with every possible strategy.
Samantha Lee from the Coalition for Gun Control says fewer legal guns means fewer illegal guns, and she wants the state government to go further.
It's a simple equation. The only way to reduce the number of guns in the black market and to stop drive-by shootings is to reduce the number of guns in the legal market. We also need to toughen up the firearms laws to ensure that semi-automatic handguns are no longer legal. Semi-automatic handguns are used in most drive-by shootings because they're easy to conceal and they're high-powered.
But Shooters Party MP Roy Smith says there's no reason to tighten up gun licensing. Instead, he says there should be an amnesty for illegal firearms.
We've been urging the government. The government had a major amnesty a number of years to remove illegal firearms from the streets. What we said at that time was that they actually did not remove any illegal firearms. They only removed firearms that belonged to licensed people. We said that was wrong. What the government should have been doing was having a no questions asked amnesty and take firearms regardless.
Last night, a family of four were lucky to escape after their weatherboard home was sprayed with dozens of bullets. A three-year-old boy suffered a bullet graze. Superintendent Mark Cooper says police are still investigating.
I don't want to highlight or be irresponsible by making too many further comments to actually say it's linked to outlaw motorcycle gangs. They were targeting the children. Any speculation like that would be irresponsible.
While senior police were not available to speak to PM, it's been reported that a new elite police unit is investigating the outbreak of violence among outlawed gangs. Professor Arthur Vino is based at Monash University in Melbourne and is an expert on bikie gang culture. He says the war mentality of the clubs is at the core of the problem.
So far, there's actually been no actual loss of life, but, you know, the clubs pose a very real risk of escalating past that. The Perth War, for example, was a 10-year war that surrounded the Clubderos and Coffin Cheaters over there. That was tit for tat, and it started out in this fashion, and it worked up to bigger and bigger things with many, many murders.
Professor Arthur Vino from Monash University, ending Emily Burke's report.